If you're a podcast junkie like I am, you've probably thought about starting your own podcast. I can tell you firsthand that starting your own podcast was the best decision that I ever made in my life. Buzzsprout is the easiest and hands down the best way to launch a professional podcast. In fact, it's so good, Buzzsprout has already helped over 100,000 people launch their own podcast. Buzzsprout will get your podcast on the major directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. You even get a great-looking website, audio players that you can drop into other websites, details, statistics to see who's listening to your podcast, tools to help promote your episodes, and on and on. Plus, Buzzsprout provides the necessary resources for podcasters to learn the ins and outs of podcasting from the people that eat, drink, and breathe podcasting. To start your own podcast and get a $20 gift card from Amazon, follow the link in the show notes to get started on your podcasting adventure today. Buzzsprout, the easiest way to start a professional podcast. Welcome to today's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. I'm your host, Byron Pringle, and today we are recording episode 2, Emotional Wellness. Before we get started on today's episode, just a friendly reminder, if you have not done so, please hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss another episode of our podcast. And if you have been listening to us for a while and you have not given us a rating and a review for the show, please head over to wherever you're streaming this episode from and leave us a rating and a review, because it only helps us to be seen by more people organically when you do so. All right, so today I am very excited to announce that we will be starting our Rise Up 7 Pillar series. Now, each pillar is going to represent an area in our lives that plays an important role in our overall well-being. Along with each pillar, we will have sub-pillars that will break down each pillar into more manageable areas. So, for example, we will be focusing on our first pillar today, entitled Wellness. Now, within this pillar, we will be focusing on two sub-pillars, emotional and physical. Now, each pillar are separate, but equally important for you and your overall wellness. About a week ago, I did release a picture on our Facebook page on what each pillar is going to look like, and I kind of broke it down a little bit. So head over to our Facebook page to take a sneak peek of what's to come in the next several episodes. So, and some of you out there might be asking, what is emotional wellness? Why is it so important? And most importantly, what does it mean for you? I mean, what does it mean for me? What does it mean for the whole world? All great questions. But let's go ahead and start with the what. So, emotional wellness inspires self-care, relaxation, stress reduction, and the development of inner strength. It is important to be attentive to both positive and negative feelings and to be able to understand how to handle these emotions. According to research that I found online through the National Center for Emotional Wellness, mental health is one of today's major health challenges. Now, approximately 1 out of 5 adults suffers from mental health. Now, for the most part, being human means having challenges and problems. But however, it is all about how you deal or cope with those issues that determines your emotional wellness. It is all about embracing all the goodness in your life and looking at your glass as half full rather than half empty. Now, there was an article that I found published by Harvard University way back in 2012 that states, "The absence of the negative are not the same as the presence of the positive." Well, let me say that again. The absence of the negative are not the same thing as the presence of the positive. They found in the research that factors such as optimism, life satisfaction, happiness are associated with reduced risk of cardiovascular disease, regardless of such factors as a person's age, social economic status, smoking status, or body weight. Additionally, optimistic individuals, when compared to their less all domestic counterparts, believe it or not, had approximately 50% less risk of initial cardiovascular events. Whereas positive emotions correlate with a person's mental state, the opposite is also true. Negative emotions correlate with the deficits in a person's physical well-being. Stress is a perfect example. While chronic stress can wear on someone's body over time, even short-term spurts of minor stress, such as temporary stomach aches, can also have an impact. Now, the American Psychological Association reported negative emotions such as anger have also been found to correlate with heart attacks and other physical problems that sometimes can even lead to death. Now, while these may seem scary, these are cold stone facts, facts that we need to address. We need to start taking time out of our schedules and review our life plan and revisit some areas that are causing stress in our lives. Emotional wellness underlies overall health and well-being. When we are emotionally healthy, we can deal with all different sorts of aspects in life, including coping and with unanticipated issues. Daily stressors, relationships, work, school, and things that brings us joy, and yes, most importantly, things that brings us sorrow and pain. Emotional wellness is what helps us to create happiness. It does not mean that we are always going to be happy, but it does mean that we can be happy even when we are facing hardship. Emotional health is the foundation of success, however we define success. And we all know everyone defines success in a different way. Commonly, people feel that they achieve emotional health once they become successful. But on the contrary, the opposite is true. By cultivating emotional health, we position ourselves to keep moving forward toward the success we desire, even through difficult times. Emotional wellness is choosing how you will respond to the things that happen to you and the thoughts you have about them. It is choosing and deciding how you will live your life. It is knowing that you can make great memories even on bad days. Emotional wellness is the foundation upon which we build a quality of life. So, now you are probably asking, what can I do to enforce or improve my emotional wellness? Luckily, I have compiled a list of 5 things you can start working on to help develop a stronger emotional wellness for yourself. Alright, so first and foremost, develop a sense of awareness. The more you're in tune we are to our emotions, thoughts, and behaviors, the more we can take charge of them and less control they have over us. Becoming aware of your shifting emotions lets you tend to them before they flare. Second, accept your feelings. We are human with a wide range of feelings. Emotional health does not mean having only good feelings, nor does it mean ignoring the bad ones. Third, enhance emotional regulation. Emotional regulation involves keeping our emotions in check. We are aware of them, we allow ourselves to feel them, but we do not get consumed by them. Practice noticing your feelings and choosing not to act on them. All right, the fourth item is practice mindfulness. Now, mindfulness is an excellent tool for emotional wellness because when we practice mindfulness, our focus is on what is going on right here, the right now, in the present moment. Our strongest emotions are usually about the past or in the future. Staying mindful in the present keeps us grounded. All right, and the fifth and final item is to be optimistic. While emotional health is not primarily focusing on positive emotions, it is also not about sticking to the negative. Optimism is the component of a healthy perspective. It means knowing that bad situations and feelings exist, but they are not long-term or forever, and they do not define who you are. A glass half full is a common description of optimism. Perhaps, though, there is a better way to think about it. Imagine if you have a glass that tips over and the water spills out of the glass. Now, Do you throw away the glass, feeling that the glass is worthless? Or do you pick it up because you know you can refill it? So let's practice that, picking up your glass. All right, so my advice is do not take your emotional wellness for granted. Your emotional wellness establishes the overall quality of your life. Again, emotional wellness is living well despite problems through all the ups and downs in life, living fully and finding the good in each day, and also experiencing all types of emotions and all types of situations, and knowing you are not defined by them, good or bad. So before we go, I would like to challenge everyone. What are we doing to better our emotional wellness? What are the steps we are pursuing to enhance our quality of life? I'm encouraging all of you that are listening to this episode to write into the show and share your opinions and thoughts about emotional wellness. So please write into our show by heading over to our Facebook page and click on the Send a Message link, and I will then share your response on next week's show. I would also like to announce that I will be giving away a $15 e-gift card next week. If you'd like to be in the drawing, all you need to do is follow us on our Facebook page and share today's episode link on your Facebook. Once you have done this, you will automatically be put into a drawing for the e-gift card. Now, once you have shared this post, I will then respond with a comment on your shared post to let you know that you have successfully have been entered into the drawing. I will then announce the winner on next week's episode and the instructions on how to claim the e-gift card. So all that's going to come on next episode. So go ahead and make sure you like our Facebook page, follow our Facebook page, and then share today's episode link, and I will comment, let you know that you're in the drawing. And then tune in next episode next Friday, and we will announce the winner by name and how you can claim the e-gift card. So I am excited to see the response we will get and for the network that we will build together. So I'm so excited about that. So that's all the time we have on today's episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with someone you know and love. And I'm going to leave you, like I do at the end of each and every episode, to make it your God-given mission to be a blessing in someone's life. I love you guys and appreciate all your love and support. And I hope you guys all have an amazing, amazing day. Take care.